the overall numbers, it is the retention of female, which is lower, significantly lower than that of the other faculty members. African Americans, again, for males, about the same number in the 70s, but the retention of females actually is significantly better than it is for male and than the average. Retention of female Asians as well is very good. Urbana-Champaign, African-American males, very good retention. And on the other hand, Hispanic females, significantly lower retention than the average. The numbers are not huge, so a difference of one or two in the number of faculty members does make a difference in the percentages, but these are some of the trends.
You know, it looked like the retention rates of people who participated in the special funding program were lower. I think in Urbana we retained about 100 and, I don't know, it was about 160 of the 240 who had participated. So we lost a third over time. In Chicago, we retained 170 out of 300.
It's so hard to, we're not quite at that point yet. We need to look at the data further because this is only for tenured faculty. I'm going to show you next what happens to assistant professors. And the professors that were supported through these funding programs are a mix of both, so it is not clear. We think this.
So this says the tenured faculty in 2005 in Urbana, 85% are still there.
83% of those who were here in 2005 are still here, of the tenured faculty. 83% of those who didn't retire. And 73% at Chicago. I was a bit surprised that these numbers were not higher, because when you exclude retirements and deaths, it means that we're still losing a significant number of faculty to other institutions. And when you look at the assistant professors, the data is even more striking. It's definitely something that we need to look into. So this is the same data, but now it's for assistant professors, tenure track. These are faculty members who in 2005 were assistant professors. It doesn't mean they were hired in 2005. They could be in third year assistant professor, fifth year, even sixth year, but they were assistant professors in 2005. And this tells us the percentage of them that are still at the institution. Of course, 7 years later, they would have been promoted. So associate, or maybe even full professor. If you look at the overall numbers, it's actually very similar between the three campuses, especially Chicago and Urbana-Champaign. 56% of them are still here. I find that number to be low, frankly. It means that we're losing, for some reason, a number of them. Either they didn't get renewed a three-year reappointment, either they didn't get tenure, either they felt that they would not get tenure, and therefore they went to another institution, or they were recruited to another institution. But the bottom line is that we end up with fewer than 6 out of 10 7 years later.
Are you able to take the next level down, though, so that you're building that number back up? I mean, we care about retaining the people we want to retain. We're going to lose some that are lost as a normal function of the process.
Yes. I agree with you, but the answer right now is no. Actually, I have to thank again the campuses for generating these data. This has been a lot of work to generate the data. Basically, people have to be tracked down individually, and next level of analysis, next level is exactly what you mentioned. We need to go back and look at who didn't get reappointed, who didn't get tenure. We may want to even, some professors sense that they're not doing very well, so they don't necessarily don't even want to go through a tenure process. For that, we need to go to the academic unit level and really figure out what happened. And then who among those were attracted by other institutions? So we don't have that yet. For underrepresented faculty members, again, the trends are about the same. There is no very significant differences, but with a few exceptions. So for example, in Chicago, very good retention of female Hispanic faculty members, and Urbana-Champaign, a good retention of male Hispanic faculty members. However, significant